Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have sunny skies. We cannot rule out some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon at 93. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms will drop down to right around 70. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and warm, high near 95. Tuesday night, clear at 74. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 75.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A $3.5 million gift from a University of Kansas alumna and her late husband will be split evenly between the university's law school and Kansas Athletics. The gift is from Nancy Winter and Wint Winter Sr. Wint Winter Sr. is a Lawrence native who played football for Kansas and completed an undergraduate degree in business in 1952. Nancy Winter studied theater at KU. Kansas will start giving away nicotine gum, lozenges, and patches next week to help smokers drop the habit. This effort will start June 20th and last until July 1st or while supplies last. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is distributing the nicotine replacement patches. To participate, smokers can call the state's tobacco quit line. They must also enroll with a trained coach who will help them quit using tobacco. I'm Stephanie Austin.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
A federal report shows that construction jobs in Kansas fell 3,400 over the past year. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that a U.S. Labor Department report released Saturday shows that employment in Kansas construction industry since May 2015 slipped 5.6%. The report also shows that 4 neighboring states experienced growth in the construction job sector by adding a combined 20,000 jobs to the economy. As Kansas lawmakers prepare to start a special legislative session to address school funding, some lawmakers who were around for a 2005 school funding special session say the issues between the state Supreme Court and the legislature still lingers. In 2005, as now, lawmakers and the state Supreme Court were at odds over which branch of the government had the authority to decide how schools would be funded. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Cub Cadet from Rona Implement stands up to anything, including every other tractor warranty out there. Your independent dealer, Rona Implement offers expert service. They're locally owned. The advice, service, selection, and support you need to find the right fit for your yard. Cub Cadet features incredible strength with ultimate comfort. Strength and versatility with Cub Cadet. Find out more from Bruna Implement, Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, and Hiawatha.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. After struggling through major droughts and legal battles over water rights, Nebraska is moving forward with an effort to keep the state's water drinkable and abundant. The Nebraska Natural Resources Commission tapped the state's new Water Sustainability Fund for the first time in April, awarding nearly $11.5 million to 16 projects throughout the state. The money helps local governments deal with floods, water shortages, and water quality issues. A former Hastings police detective has been charged with using a fundraising site to raise money for fraudulent medical expenses. The Grand Island Independent reports that 46-year-old Jerry Esch is charged with theft by deception involving more than $5,000. Esch told authorities he raised more than $30,000 after posting a GoFundMe page to cover medical expenses that did not exist. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at NAPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and discussed with the county attorney vacating the crossing on Sunflower Road between 20th and 21st Road in Vermilion Township. Commissioners later approved a public hearing to be held June 27th at 10:30 a.m. on the matter. Commissioners offered to the Frankfort Community Care Home $50,000 for the building that houses the Friendly Neighborhood Nutrition Site, along with 8 feet to the south, plus an additional 10 feet working easement, all the land to the west of the building to the street, and the parking to the north of the building, and 25 feet to the east of the building. If that offer is not accepted, the board will start looking elsewhere to build a new building to house the Frankfort Friendly Neighbor Nutrition Site. Commissioner Connell voted no on the motion. Several budget requests were heard, including the Marshall County Extension Council for $170,500, which is an increase of $15,500, and an appropriation request for the Marshall County 4-H building in the amount of $10,000, which is an increase of $2,600. Commissioners approved the Noxious Weed Department can furnish Escort XP at no cost to landowners spraying for Cerisa lespediza with a limited supply overall and no more than 10 8-ounce bottles of Escort XP per landowner in 1 year. Washington County Commissioners met Monday and heard a report from the Emergency Management Coordinator Randy Hubbard on a recent ambulance information meeting. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting Monday conducted mostly routine business. The county attorney advised of a recent lawsuit filed against several individuals and entities, including the Board of Nemahal County Commissioners. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website at KNDYradio.com. Marysville City Council met Monday. During the heavy rains in May, a number of manholes at various locations were flooded. Council contracted with CES Engineering to look into the situation, which may be remedied by raising the manhole elevations. A drainage issue on North 12th Street in North Park was discussed. Affected property owners have been contacted as the city explores options. A resolution was approved to donate toward animal-related causes approximately $700 in cash donations given toward a proposed dog park.
That idea was scrapped after sufficient funds to meet a city match for the dog park were not reached and grant funding was not received. Council approved gutter work and wood fence and gate repairs at the Kester House Museum to be funded through the Kester House Foundation. Roofing issues and related repairs were approved at the police station. Council directed an ordinance be drafted holding property owners responsible for removing grass clippings from city streets fronting their property. A $100 fine is proposed. Gage County Board of Supervisors held a special public hearing Monday to consider a special use permit for construction of a 150,000 bird chicken facility proposed in northern Gage County on South 38th Road, approximately 2 miles east of Cortland. Some 60 people were in attendance. 16 people spoke at the meeting. All but the property owners affected by the facility were against the project. Gage County Commissioners will consider the proposal and the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation at their next meeting Wednesday. A funeral service for John Blaine and Betty Jean Temple Taylor, formerly of Axtell, will be held Tuesday. John Blaine passed away December 30, 2015. Betty Jean Temple Taylor passed away August 29, 2015. A funeral service is planned Tuesday, June 21st, at 10:30 at the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home, burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for John Blaine and Betty Jean Temple Taylor. Faye Jean Dean, age 92 of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge for Faye Jean Dean. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, hamburger, beans, and mandarin orange salad. Tomorrow, salmon patty, macaroni and cheese, a muffin, Brussels sprouts, and rhubarb crisp. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, as we head into the new week, it looks like we will still continue to see warm temperatures thanks to that ridge of high pressure over the central parts of the Midwest. We'll continue to see temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, basically all the way through the end of the week. At the surface map, we do have a low pressure system with a cold front that will extend across the central parts of the plains, bringing us about a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, we'll have clear skies for the middle of the work week. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, sunny, we cannot rule out some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high of 93. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low near 70. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 95. Tuesday night, clear skies with a low near 74. Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot, high near 99. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late June, 86. Record high on this date, 109 in 1936. The average low, 65. The record low, 47 in 1976. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 5:57. Sunny and 677 this morning in Marysville. Barometer at 30.14 inches. Relative humidity, 85%. Winds favor the south around 5 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 20th of June. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
No jokes about Cleveland, the city that's had to endure years of sports disappointment, finally has a championship after a half century of waiting. And DJ was the toast of Oakmont. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. The long wait is over.
Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
Mike Breen on ABC TV. The Cleveland Cavaliers pulled off an historic finish in Game 7, becoming the first team in league history to rally from a 3-1 deficit to win the NBA title after stunning the Warriors 93-89.
Cleveland! This is for you!
LeBron James, Cleveland's prodigal son, returned and delivered the promised championship to a city that hadn't experienced one in 52 years. LBJ was named series MVP. Kyrie Irving's three-point shot with just under a minute to go sealed the win. The Warriors won 73 regular season games, but didn't win the most important one, as Steph Curry laments.
Fell short in the last game of the season. It hurts, man. It sucked to watch them, you know, celebrate, and wish that would have been us.
And in a finals that featured a number of blowouts, Game 7 was one for the books. It wasn't the prettiest final round of golf at the U.S. Open, but that's the way Oakmont was set up by the USGA, the toughest test in golf. But it was South Carolina's Dustin Johnson, who endured so many failures at other majors over the years, finally took home the first major of his career.
To get that major win is huge. It gives me a lot more confidence going into every major to know that I can win. It's a big monkey off my back for sure.
DJ birdied 18 to cap off the victory. He was assessed a one-stroke penalty from an earlier hole, but it really didn't matter. Scott Piercy, Jim Furyk, and Shane Lowry tied for second. And in the Sunday night game, the Cubs may have found another offensive threat.
Shugo's pitch to Contreras. Swung on, hit in the air. That ball is gone for a home run. Wilson Contreras has just homered to center on the first pitch he ever sees in the big leagues.
On WBBM, the Cubs double up the Pirates 10-5. And Sam Hornish Jr. picked up his first win in 2 years at the NASCAR Xfinity race at Iowa. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA says direct payments made to farmers expected to increase roughly 31% this year to $13.9 billion. Direct farm program payments, those paid directly by the government to farmers, including the fixed payment, crop price and revenue-based payments, and other payments like conservation payments and disaster relief. The forecast reflects changes made in the 2014 Farm Bill that eliminated several programs but added new support programs. The Price Loss Coverage Program, or PLC, and the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program, known as ARC. Well, PLC and ARC together expected to account for over $9 billion in 2016. That's about 96% of all crop price and revenue-based payments. The majority of the ARC payments were paid to farmers with a history of corn production, followed by wheat and soybeans. PLC payments primarily made to farms with a history of long grain rice, peanuts, and canola. A rider in the Senate Interior Appropriations Bill seeks to stop the EPA from funding campaigns against agriculture. The rider, one of many in the bill, followed the EPA billboard funding controversy in the state of Washington. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas is applauding the Senate Appropriations Committee for advancing the bill last week, but Democrats on the Appropriation Committee are warning the bill would be a non-starter on the Senate floor. At issue, an advocacy campaign funded in part by a $20.5 million EPA grant. That campaign included billboards at a website attacking agriculture and urging Washington state lawmakers to increase regulations over the agriculture industry. Other riders on the spending bill included a block of the EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Harvest Updates from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, wheat harvest 2016 continues to expand across the state of Kansas with, for the most part, very positive yields.
I would say most are around 50. Hearing a lot of 60 to 70 bushel the acre, so excellent crop this year.
Jeremy White is with Bartlett Grain in Sedgwick County.
Right now, with everything we've taken in, you know, which, you know, roughly call it 1.5 million bushels, average moisture is 12.0. Protein, it's kind of all over the board, but, you know, we're seeing low 10s for protein. Very excellent test weights. Right now, we're averaging above 62. We've seen, you know, when harvest first started, we've seen upwards of close to 64, 65. We've had a little moisture come in that has knocked off test weight a little bit. But right now we're seeing around average, call it 62. It's been really pretty clean wheat. You know, hearing from farmers, it's cutting really well. Not a lot of straw to deal with. You know, big heads, big test weight. So not too many issues as far as docking. Not much dockage in the wheat overall. Just really pretty clean wheat, to be honest.
Once again, that's Jeremy White at Bartlett Grain in Sedgwick County talking about wheat harvest 2016. Of course, we got some spotty shower and thunderstorm activity as we went through the weekend. Those areas in south central, central, and east central Kansas that picked up on some of that rainfall may be slowed down with harvest activity just for a day, maybe a half a day, depending on how much rain fell. But Harvest 2016 continues to rumble all across the state of Kansas. Ag News, Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
The 2016 wheat harvest is upon us. And once again, family members, neighbors, and communities unite to help bring in the golden grains that feed a hungry world. About half of Kansas's harvest feeds people in the United States, and the other half is exported around the globe to countries like Japan, Nigeria, Brazil, Mexico, and Taiwan. Kansas wheat, it's healthy, wholesome, and homegrown. Visit us online at kansaswheat.org.
A crop quest consultant is more important than ever in today's economy. We know that you can't afford to make a mistake in your farming operation. Make every operating dollar count. A CropQuest consultant brings the knowledge you need to make the right decisions. You can't afford not to have us. Call us today at 620-225-2233 to connect with a CropQuest consultant. That's 620-225-2233. Or find us online at CropQuest.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. It is family reunion time of the year, and I'm just back from mine, the highlight of which was my 98-year-old aunt. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
June seems to be family reunion time. My family got together recently in Crook, Colorado. Crook is along the South Platte River in the part of Colorado without mountains, not far from the Nebraska border. Not far away is the farm where my grandparents raised 10 children. Only one is left, my Aunt Rachel Shoupe, who just turned 98 and until recently lived alone on the old home place. In attendance were farmers, including a cousin who cuts over 900 acres of hay on the old home place, along with his son and grandson, and another cousin who milks over 700 cows per day with his son near Burlington, Colorado. Among the rest of us were engineers and lawyers and broadcasters and publishers and teachers, and I'm sure I left out some occupations. It was great seeing everybody. About 40 people showed up. And, of course, we had huge helpings of German food, such as German sausage, krautburgers, or grautbrot, sauerkraut, to be sure, which I told some of the younger, uninitiated relatives was German guacamole. They didn't buy it or try it. Also, on each of our plates, a huge helping of gratitude. Because had it not been for the pure luck that in the very early years of the 1900s, my grandpa and grandma, Jacob and Catherine Lipsack, and their four young children gathered a few of their belongings, trekked across Russia to the North Sea, paid a ridiculous amount of money to get on a lice-infested cattle ship, and take a treacherous voyage across the Atlantic to the United States, had they not done that, well, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. The fates of those relatives who stayed behind in Russia, including my great-grandparents who told their children they were crazy to leave, well, their fates were not pleasant. Russian soldiers burned their crops, took their homes, tortured and killed those who protested and sent the rest to Siberia. Over the next few days, I'll share some of the writings of my Uncle Jake, who was 6 years old when he and the rest of the family came from Russia. There is no way to adequately express the gratitude that I have to my forefathers and mothers for making the sacrifices they did to make life better for all of us. That brings us to 2016, where history seems to be repeating itself, in a way, with refugees streaming across the Mediterranean into Europe. More about that tomorrow. Back after this.
If your roof got hit hard, they've got guys ready. Call Parrick Construction. Storm damage? Need a roof, guttering, or windows? Call Parrick Construction at 785-406-0269. Or stop by Hometown Lumber for more information about Parrick Construction. They're ready to help you with a roll-off dumpster ready for rent. Contact Parrick Construction today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. This will be their last sale for the next 3 weeks. They will be closed on the 27th and on the 4th. Early consignments today, 5 black steers, never 60-day-old model calves, 16 Holstein and Jersey Cross bull calves, 1 to 2-week-old model calves, 6 black Simmental Angus breeding bulls, 2 years old, 10 Holstein steers weighing 200, 20 Holstein steers 5 to 600, 15 black and white faced steers nevers weigh 800, 12 black steers nevers 450, 64 weighing in at 575 to 575, 28 black steers nevers 5 to 650, 12 red Angus steers nevers 5 to 6, 25 black steers 7 to 750, 8 black and red steers nevers 650 to 7 and a quarter, another 8 black steers nevers weighing 4 to 5. This will be their last sale for a couple of weeks. No sale on the 27th or on July 4th at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny and 77 already. Highs well into the 90s today. Summer officially begins this week, although we've been in a summer-like pattern for several weeks.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Chesler Cuthbert singled home Lorenzo Cain in the 13th inning to lift the Kansas City Royals to a 2-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers yesterday. The Royals won 6 of their 7 on their homestead and have the best home record in the American League at 25-8. Salvador Perez led off the 13th with a single to the right of left-hander Kyle Ryan, who was just promoted from the AAA Toledo. Cain ran for Perez and advanced 2 second on Miguel Cabrera's error off Ryan's pickoff attempt. And after Kendrys Morales was intentionally walked, Paulo Orlando moved the runners with a sacrifice bunt. Ryan walked Brett Eibner intentionally to load the bases. Chien Ming Wang allowed 1 hit in 1 2/3 innings to pick up the victory. The Royals now head to New York for a 2-game World Series rematch against the Mets. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety awards in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS Top Safety Pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. The competition? Yeah, right. Just don't ask for both safety awards, because that ain't happening, pal. Let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both awards. Once again, raising the stakes for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Cleveland's 52-year championship drought ended with an electrifying 93-89 victory over Golden State to give the Cavaliers their first NBA title. The Cavs are also the first NBA team to rally from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals. As usual, LeBron James led the way and was a unanimous choice as an NBA Finals MVP. James was the third player in the league history to record a triple-double in a championship Game 7, joining Jerry West and James Worthy of the Lakers. James finished with 27 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. Kyrie Irving added 26 points and 6 rebounds. He hit the go-ahead three-pointer with 53 seconds left. Draymond Green was the high man for the Warriors with 32 points and 15 boards, but league MVP Steph Curry was held to 17 points on 6 of 19 shooting. Klay Thompson added 14 for the Warriors, who set a league record with 73 regular season wins. I'm Stephanie Austin.